as the musicians have masked up, I can take mine off. You know, it's great to have freedom. And you know, there's only one true way to be free, and that's to be free in the Lord. I'd like to read to you from Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34. It's from the NIV, and it will be displayed overhead. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If this is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Let's pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can depend on you. You know all our needs. You know, before we even think about things, you know what's going to happen, and you've got plans for us. So Lord, let us just put our trust in you and rely upon you, because you will never let us down. You are dependable, 100% and then some. Lord, you presented your Son to make us right with you, to give us a relationship with you. And we thank you for that. And Lord, I just pray that you be with me as I bring the word that you have laid in my heart. Take away anything that's not of you from my message, and just use me as your mouthpiece. For I ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You know, we've had a lovely month this month as a church with Advent. And just remembering the birth of our Saviour. He came to earth as a baby, but he didn't remain a baby, because he grew into a man. And as a man of the world, he experienced a lot of things that we go through. Rejection, hatred, you know, but in sorrow. But you know, he loved us so much that he was willing to go to the cross for each one of us. And as we've already said, it wasn't the nails that hung him on the cross. It was love that kept him there. Because it was the Father's will, and he was prepared to do it. You know, there's a lot of people this year who feel isolated and alone. I cannot remember a year like this, and I'm 70 odd now. You know, but this is the funniest, difficult. Yeah, it's been a multitude of things rolled into one this year. You know, we started off well at the start of the year. Like any other year, people have made their resolutions of what it's going to do, you know, what it's going to be like at the start of the year. You know, but this year has been different. All those resolutions went out of the window. They normally go out of the window anyway, anybody makes resolutions. The only resolution I ever made is to trust in the Lord. And if you can do that, you don't need any other resolution. You know, but a lot of people made resolutions and they all went out of the window with the present challenges of COVID. You know, but Christmas is a time for us to celebrate, because without Christmas, we wouldn't have had Christ. And without Christ, we wouldn't have had redemption. So we've got a lot to think about. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people in this world who think Christmas is just about a baby. And they go up into the attic and they bring out the nativity set and they set it up at Christmas. And then Christmas is over and the rest of the decorations is packed back up in the attic. And Jesus is forgotten about for another year. Well, don't feel hard about those people. Feel sorry for them. Pray for them. Because it's not all about the birth. There is more to it than that. As this year draws to a close, I think it's fair to say that we have all faced trialing times, difficult challenges in our day-to-day living. The year 2020, as I said, started like any other one. People made plans for the year, for holidays, for visiting family, for special occasions, birthdays. A lot of us missed out on birthday celebrations. I missed out on one. Mine was in November, but I couldn't have a party. You know, well, I could have had, but it was only be me at it, I think. You know, which isn't much of a party, is it? Get bored of my own company now and again. Yeah. But people look forward to lots of things. And then some even had to cancel their wedding plans. You know, people suffered loss of loved ones and couldn't have the wakes or the, you know, celebrate the life. Didn't even maybe even see their partner before they passed into the next life, whether that be, if they're saints, we can rejoice about it, can't we? Because we know that they're assured. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. You know, but if they don't know the Lord, well then, it's hard. It's even harder to contemplate. You know, when the pandemic broke out, things changed for a lot of us. We had to start wearing masks and queue at supermarkets to get our food. And do you remember when they first started in the supermarkets? You went into the supermarket, could you find toilet paper anywhere? It was scarcer than gold. You know, and you think, what's going on? You know, what's going on? And I believe that this COVID doesn't cause any problems of that nature anyway, where you need a lot of toilet roll. You know, even your nose doesn't run that much either, you know. But there you go. People are funny. You know, services in the church were prohibited for a while. You know, but as a fellowship, we got over that by following a few different methods. We went on to Zoom when we couldn't meet in the church, because the government said it wasn't allowed. And it was a different experience. I know it was a learning curve for Rob, who set it all up, and without whom it wouldn't have happened, because my technical ability is nil when it comes to that sort of thing. You know, but the Lord provides for all our needs and then some. He gives us gifts. And he doesn't give us all the same gifts, because if he did, we'd be falling over each other and fighting with each other about who was the best at this and who was the best at that. And the Lord knows that. And we've just got to accept that. You know, when Zoom was great for a while, I think it was about 9 weeks we were on Zoom. Can't remember, but it was around about that time of period. Nearly 3 months. And then we were allowed back into the church. But we decided, as the weather was so good, rather than come into the church and be restricted in our worship by having to wear masks, that we would hold it in the open air in the garden. And it was fantastic. We were able to witness to our neighbors because they heard us singing. Yeah. And I've even heard reports that some of them actually liked our singing. You know, so the Lord works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. You know, so we've been a blessing to them, and we've been able to witness to them more so because of COVID than without it. Because when we're in here, they don't hear us unless they actually come in and join us. So we were free to worship, and it was lovely without having to wear masks and to sing and to see everybody's expressions. And then the second lockdown came. And we went back to Zoom until November, when we could resume again meeting here in the church. A bit too cold for open air, so we've gone into wearing masks. But, you know, masks are just masks. They're not gags. They don't stop us from worshiping, and we shouldn't let them stop us from worshiping. And we can worship the Lord in lots of ways anyway. No one could have foreseen all of this except our Lord himself. He knew what was happening, and nothing in this world happens unless he permits it. Nothing happens in this world without his permission. We have managed to maintain our weekly service now. In the human way of things, we could take credit for our versatility in coping with all of those changes. And we could want all the backpacking ourselves and have all the glory if we ignore the following scriptures. In Proverbs 16, verse 9, we read, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." And then when we read that old favorite of mine, which Rob's already read this morning, or mentioned this morning, from Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." These scriptures clearly point out that if there's any credit to go anywhere, it belongs to the Lord. Because if you know the Lord as your Savior, then you can claim all his promises in Scripture. They are all yes and amen. Why then do we worry so much? You know, it never ceases to amaze me why, and I do it as well, but at times we worry about things which we can't affect, and things that we don't know what to do with or how to handle it, or the best thing to say to sort of make it easier for someone else to cope with. You know, it's our old sinful nature rearing its ugly head, I believe. You know, fear is one of the things that devil likes to use because it robs us of our faith. You know, and we must be aware of that. We must guard against that and not let fear rob us of our faith. We must believe that our Lord is sovereign and he cares for us. As the title of the message is, which I didn't say it is, "How Great is Our God?" And at the end of "How Great is Our God?" there's an exclamation mark. So it's not a question. It's not, "How great is our God? You've got to give me an answer." It's a statement. It's shouting it out, "How great is our God?" And we need to remember just how great our God is. You know, during this pandemic, our government, along with those of the rest of the world, seemed to have been groping in the dark for how and what is the best way to protect their people from this pandemic. They all seem to be reactive rather than proactive in it. But, you know, we shouldn't blame them, because they don't know what to do. Only God knows what the course of this pandemic is going to be, what the outcome is going to be, and when it will end, and why we're going through it this time. There will be a reason, and it might take a bit of time for that reason to be made known to us. But the Lord knows it now. To me, it seems clear that this current situation has a long way yet to run. Okay, there are signs that we may get back to normal when this vaccine is available to everyone, but how long is that going to take? You know, it's going to be a long, long time. But should we be despondent? We don't need to. If we know the Lord, what do we worry about? If we go to meet him sooner, hallelujah, amen. Because we're only traveling through this world. And I don't know about you, but when I'm going on holiday, one thing I don't enjoy so much is the traveling there. But I enjoy it when I arrive. And just think of the joy it will be when you arrive in the kingdom and your final destination. And you're there forever. No more packing suitcases, no more unpacking, no more anything. Only enjoying the Lord's presence. You know, these are difficult times. And I say there are millions who have lost their lives. Not necessarily caused by the virus, but by the circumstances around it. I mean, I lost a brother out in Canada, and I think he basically just gave up because of the isolation and being in a home and not being able to see his grandkids, his daughters and son, his wife. And it's sad, you know, but we believe it knew the Lord, made a commitment, and the Lord says that no one will snatch you out of my hands. So we take a bit of consolation in that, and we just pray that we are going to be reunited one day, just as everyone that knows the Lord will be going to join with him. You know, no one knows when this pandemic will end. No one knows when we can put it all behind us, except God, as I've already stated. So what about this coming new year then? Is it going to be all doom and gloom? I would say if you don't know the Lord, possibly. But if you know the Lord, there's no reason. We can rejoice and be glad in him. In the new year, 2021, I'm sure it will be full of surprises. Some good and some not so good. People will still be weary about making plans to visit family, arranging weddings or booking holidays, until the virus is finally under control by whatever means. And I'm hoping that the Lord will work his miracles before man's intervention is necessary. But the Lord knows that. I wonder what the New Year resolution will be that many people will make. As Christians, instead of making resolutions, I think we need to consider the following scriptures. The one that I've already read, Proverbs 16, 1-3. To humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. When we include the Lord in our planning, we will have a much better outcome than if we try to do things in our own strength. You know, Psalm 94, verse 11 tells us, the Lord knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. So does it seem sensible then, if the Lord knows that our plans are futile, that we don't approach Him and seek His direction before we make our plans? The best scriptural text that I could find to reinforce that is from Paul, and it's found in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 11 and 12. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. You know, that scripture, you just got to roll it around in your head and think about it, meditate on it. But it says to me that God is all we need. God is good enough. And it's good enough for me to just relax and let God have His way. Acts 1, verse 7 to 8, we read, and this is what Jesus told His disciples. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You know, just like the disciples, we too need the power of the Holy Spirit. We are not now and never will be capable of fulfilling our role in the Great Commission without His help and His power. The title for this message I borrowed from a favorite old hymn of mine, The Splendor of the King. And it's the chorus that goes, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see, how great is our God. You know, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's a sudden death, whether it's an illness, we can wonder why, how, and all the rest of it. But we've got to accept that the Lord is in control, and He knows what's best for each one of us. And He has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. So we don't need to worry about the outcome. We just need to not let fear rob us of our faith. If only the world would acknowledge Him as the King. If only they would realize that Jesus is no longer that baby lying in the manger when they fetch Him down from the attic to set up their nativity for the Christmas period. If only they would follow Jesus' advice given in verse 33 and 34 of Matthew 6, which I read at the start. It won't be on the overhead again. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has its own troubles. You know, if only they would accept God's precious gift, then they too could claim all of God's promises. Because if they're not part of the family, you don't get gifts from the family, do you? You only get gifts from your mother and father if you're part of the family. And you only get the real gifts of God when you accept His Son. And when you accept him as your Lord and Savior, then you know that you can accept all his promises. His promises, this tells us straight, they will not perish but have everlasting life if they accept his gift. What a promise. You know, when you've got that promise, worrying about this current pandemic will become less frightening, because it's not going to be the end. If we succumb to it, it's going to be a new beginning. We're going to be with the Lord. You know, there's a lovely old hymn. I love hymns, because hymns, I don't know, they stick, I think, in the mind more so than scripture. Because, and a good hymn is scriptural anyway. But the one, and again, Rob touched on it the day. He didn't know what I was going to be reading. I didn't know what he was going to be doing. But the Holy Spirit brings things together. And that old hymn was, which Rob, and Rob's thinking, what one was it? It's trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true, no matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. He is our strength, and we need to remember that. And without him, we can do nothing. We need to remember and never doubt how great is our God. And I'm going to leave it there in prayer. Let's just pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a great God who knows all of our needs and who provides for all of our needs and all of our wants and then some. But Lord, you know what's best for us. And just like a good father, you don't give us everything that we want, because not everything is good. But you give us what we need. And Lord, we just thank you, and we just pray that you will continue to keep your hand upon us this year. It's coming. Lord, we pray that you will cleanse the world of this dreadful COVID. But Lord, your will be done, as always. So Lord, we just put ourselves in your hand and ask for your blessing and your protection. And we just thank you for being our God. In Jesus' name, amen.